This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet has reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that the Cabinet also approved the proposal for alteration of the name of State of Kerala as Keralam. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking railway projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the projects is 9,072 crore rupees and will be completed by 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnav said the projects are doubling of the Gondia-Jabalpur railway line, addition of the third and fourth lines between Punarak and Kiul in Bihar, and also the third and fourth lines between Gamaria and Chandil in Jharkhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Israel from today. This will be the second visit of Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Ministry of External Affairs said the two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. The National Roundtable Conference of the Election Commission of India, ECI, and State Election Commissioners, SECs, concluded in New Delhi with the unanimous adoption of the National Declaration 2026. The declaration said, preparation of pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy and transparent conduct of elections in an efficient manner strengthen democracy. It said ECI and SECs will work together to synergize the laws relating to the elections to panchayats and municipal bodies with those relating to the elections to the parliament and state legislatures. Earlier yesterday, in his address, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar emphasized on pure electoral rolls. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the private sector, philanthropists, NGOs and other stakeholders to join hands to build India as a healthcare destination and achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The president inaugurated the nationwide initiative titled Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of P.D. Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the president underscored the importance of health and highlighted various initiatives by the government in this regard.
देशभर में 1,80,000 से अधिक आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर स्वास्थ्य सेवा प्रदान कर रहे हैं। विश्व की सबसे बड़ी स्वास्थ्य बीमा योजना आयुष्मान भारत योजना के अंतर्गत करीब 12 करोड़ परिवारों को अस्पताल में भर्ती होने पर प्रति परिवार प्रति वर्ष 5 लाख रुपए का स्वास्थ्य कवर उपलब्ध है।
Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has stressed 100% utilization of funds allocated to states for farmers' welfare by the 31st of next month. He said this while holding a virtual meeting yesterday in New Delhi with agriculture ministers and senior officials of several states, including Assam, Bihar, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Haryana, to review the progress of the Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana and the Krishi Unnati scheme. Mr. Chauhan reiterated that under Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aay Sanrakshan Abhiyan, the centre is providing strong price support to farmers. For the Rabi 2026 season, large-scale procurement of gram, mustard and lentil has been approved under the price support scheme in states such as Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Gujarat to ensure farmers receive the minimum support price. Delhi government has said that widow pension beneficiaries and persons with disabilities receiving government pensions will now be brought under the ambit of the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that more than 3,90,000 widow pension beneficiaries and around 1.31 lakh beneficiaries under the disability pension scheme will be directly benefited. She further stated that following this decision, around 5.5 lakh additional families will come under a robust health security cover. And that is the end of this news bulletin.